Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Kickstart your adventure now with a new Gud golf cart from Country Carts of Brookhaven. Gud golf carts are assembled right here in Mississippi with the best features around. And best of all, they're street legal. Country Carts of Brookhaven, 401 Highway 51 South, phone 601-748-0454.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Hey, folks, time for another In a Mississippi Minute. Always grateful to be your host. I am Steve Azar. Super Talk, 7 years we're into this thing. I love my team. I want to say a big thank you for them for having me on the air all this time and getting to spend time with a lot of my pals from Music City and beyond and make sure that I don't lose that connection. It was very special to me when I was in Music City. So love sharing our time together with you all and my special guests. Remember, there's catfish and there's Superior Catfish. Go to superiorcatfish.com, made right here in Mississippi. Come on. And then visit mississippi.org. So many wonderful things that celebrate the arts, the culinary arts, just so many awesome things that you got to plan your weekend. Go to visit mississippi.org. All right. Today's crazy talented guest will be on Mississippi Delta soil once again, because I always lure him. The weekend, this time May 3rd and 4th, he'll be playing at our Mockingbird Music Series, which is now joining forces with the Heritage Wildlife Festival, Frog Fest, which is Kermit the Frog, you know, the Muppets, and the Crawfish Festival, which has been going on for years. And Leland, Mississippi, downtown is where we're taking it. We think that all of us combined are a great fit. Adding all of our audiences will bring some substantial crowds for sure, weather permitting. I said it. So excited to have my guest back today and let him do what he does so well, besides being one of Nashville's most prolific musicians, which I'll get to in a second. He does have an alter ego, Gilbert Sullivan. Just remember that name. Today's real name and guest, let's start here, is one of Music City's most prolific recording session players. He's played on over 20 number one singles. The last time I updated this, it's probably more by now. Recording with artists Brad Paisley, Phil Vassar, Blake Shelton, Josh Turner, Jamie Johnson, helped produce that great first record of Jamie's. Trick Pony, Bob Seger. I was on the road with my pal here today for 8 months. When I was touring with Bob, and he was one of Bob's utility guys, like the Swiss Army knife of his band. Marty Stewart, Darius Rucker. As a songwriter, he's won a Grammy for Best Country Song, that being 5 o'clock Somewhere. Anybody know that song? Including many other hits and songs he's penned on some of Music City's biggest household names. Constantly producing records on a lot of Nashville's very best as well, and being part of the legendary Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, like I said. He was inducted into the Arkansas Entertainers Hall of Fame in 2010, and I'm looking forward to catching up with him right now in a Mississippi Minute with the one and only Jim Moose Brown.
Howdy.
I'm so tired now. Can we stop now?
That's a lot to talk about. I don't even believe half of that happened.
Well, none of it did. But I have to say something. You know, with you, I had to go make it all this up. And, you know, because you've done nothing.
I appreciate it. I really do. Yeah. I was impressed.
Yeah. I'm writing your success into the future. It's like conjuring up like a certain kind of food place when you're on the road and you go, I could really use that. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there's the lights and the restaurant's on at 4 in the morning. You ever conjured up that?
Catfish. Superior catfish.
Yeah.
We just over the hill, there they are.
I love it. We were recently with you, with Don Sampson, Wynn Barbel, myself, and you, and your hometown recognized you. It was really great. About a year ago. Not quite a year ago.
It was back in the fall, yeah.
What was all that about? They were recognizing you, wanting to put a monument up.
No. As big as I am, it'd take too much steel. they just wanted to know if I wanted to play the fair, and I said, well, I'll come over there if I can bring a couple of my buddies with me. So I brought you, and Don Sampson and Wynn Barbel.
I was laughing the whole time on stage.
We played the fair, and the crowd was yelling, Moose, Moose, Moose. Yeah. I made that part up.
No, wait a minute. You were being put in the Hall of Fame there? What was it?
No, they just invited us back to play the fair.
You were being honored for something.
Well, they made a big deal. I asked them, I said, I'll come do a show, but please don't make a big deal out of me coming home or whatever. And then the next thing I knew, Trey Stafford, who runs the radio station there, he posted this ad. It said, Jim Moose Brown is coming home. I was like, oh, guys, I don't want to.
Homecoming.
They were just calling it a homecoming. But we just went and had some fun and did some country music.
Well, let me tell you what. I loved it, and I loved being a part of that, and I was honored to be on the stage with you guys. You know, I love performing with my guys. It's the greatest thing. But when I get a chance to be on stage with you and Don and Wynn, it's a different trip. And I know you know that, too. So when you're out with Seeger playing and you're doing your thing as in the band and all that, but when you get to be on stage with politically incorrect Wynn Barbel, who gets away with it, can you explain to me how he gets away with it? Since he's not in the building right now, we can talk about him. How does he do it?
It's he is definitely politically incorrect, but it goes way beyond political. He's just incorrect. and I don't know. He's got this aw shucks country boy. You think he's so ignorant that when you're listening to him say these things that are just wrong, you're thinking, bless his heart, he just didn't understand. When all the time, he's the smartest guy in the room.
So he's very smart, intelligent, that's for sure. Well, it's a great thing to be able to share songs together, and I can't wait to have you back May 4th here. All right, Jim, let's talk about the feeling of getting inducted into the Arkansas Entertainers Hall of Fame. First of all, back up. You're talking Glenn Campbell. You're talking Charlie Rich. You're talking Johnny Cash. We're talking about the band, Lebon Helm, right?
Yeah.
I mean, to put your name in that circle of just phenomenal, game-changing artists who were so themselves and all that, what was that experience like for you?
It was, you know, I try not to get overly excited about any of that stuff, but what was really cool about it is my dad was there. My dad has since passed. My dad and my stepmom were there, and they were so proud. And they were picked up in a limo and taken to the governor's house. It was pretty sweet just for that, because he was just like looking around going, oh my gosh, you know, never been in a limo before, never been in the governor's mansion.
Wow.
it was an honor, but you know, I try not to put too much stock in that kind of stuff.
Well, I know you don't, and I know that's you, but just sort of looking at how your career has evolved and continues to evolve. I mean, when your home state, especially a music filled historical state like the one you and I both are in and that we grew up in, right? When your name starts getting listed with folks, I get what you're saying, but it's still nothing you probably ever set your sights on. There's never a goal in your mind for being awarded things and people really appreciating you in your home area. But when you look back, in retrospect, it's got to be one of your most grateful accomplishments. For me, it's always been like when Mississippi recognizes me for something, I go, that is the greatest thing that could ever happen to me. I know you feel that way about Arkansas.
I do feel that way. I love the state, and I wasn't born there. I was born in Michigan, and my parents were from Arkansas, and they retired and moved. So I didn't move to Arkansas until I was 14, but I knew immediately that I was more comfortable in the South. The North is just a different pace, a different mindset. I love the people of the South, and I love the humanity and the and the kindness, and you know, it's and I love the music. I mean, I love the Delta music and country and blues and gospel. I don't think I would have become the musician that I, whatever I've done, I don't think any of that would have happened without being exposed to that, that atmosphere.
You know? Even if you're from Detroit, Michigan, where Motown and Seeger and Kid Rock and Eminem and the history of an incredible music being made there, you don't feel like that you wouldn't have found yourself musically as well?
I don't know, you know, but the thing about Motown is, a lot of those people weren't originally from there. All those people kind of migrated to either there or New York or you know, Memphis or LA to be in the recording scene. So they brought all their upbringing and their musical styles with them. So it kind of became this melting pot of music in all those mega cities.
Yeah.
Same with Nashville. I mean, a lot of people think Nashville is known for country music, and it is, but a lot of rock, I mean, Seeger cut every record he's put out since the early 90s was cut in Nashville.
In Nashville, yeah.
A lot of contemporary Christian, a lot of blues. I mean, there's just a lot of music, and it's a melting pot, you know.
My man Moose Brown, speaking of melting pot, go to Superior Catfish. I'm not melting my catfish. I just want you to know that. But it will melt in my mouth. Is that pretty good? Did I do good there,
Moose? Oh, man.
Huh? Did I smooth that?
For a living.
Go to SuperiorCatfish.com and visit Mississippi.org. We're talking music. And we're talking about a Grammy winner in 5 o'clock somewhere. Jim Moose Brown. We'll be right back.
Bring elegant
water, and we're in to be.
I love it when I segue out with such grace.
Yeah, we're in cold.
Okay, I know. I got my man Jim Moose Brown on the line. Multiple award-winning musician of the year, Grammy-winning songwriter of the year with 5 O'Clock Somewhere, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. The list goes on and on. Jamie Johnson, him and Jamie, one of the greatest records of all time, that first big record that you and Jamie made, Moose, was amazing. Before we start talking about that and that process and what's going on with Jamie now, because I know he's got a new record out, you and I were talking about that when we were on the road a while back, go to Superior Catfish. There's Catfish, and there's Superior Catfish. Come on, man. I mean, it's made in Macon, Mississippi. You know you don't want to get it in North Dakota, although I like North Dakota. I'm not going to lie to you. I've been there. It's pretty cool. Fargo is not Fargo that they made it out to be on the movies. I've been there. It's a pretty cool town. But SuperiorCatfish.com and visit Mississippi.org. Never an afterthought. It's your next road trip. Check it out. All right. Jim Moose Brown is my guest today. Jim, you and Jamie working together again.
Yeah, he's in the early stages of recording. Actually, we haven't gone in and recorded. He's just piling up songs. And I can't get into it too much because he's very private person. He's asked me not to say too much, but I think he's going to record again. We're talking about it.
Is he right there? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say he hasn't had an album of original material out since 2010.
That's 14 years ago.
Yeah. He, you know, he's put out a couple albums, but they were like tribute albums to Hank Cochran or yada yada, but he hasn't written and put out any original music in 14 years. So, and I don't know, I'm not exactly positive that this one will come out, but he's at least talking about it.
I see him right behind you playing on your football machine. Hey, Jamie, how you doing? There he is, right? No, he's not back there. You would have so you play football? Is that the deal?
I wouldn't say play. I spin the handles and watch the other person's ball go into my net. If that's playing, then yes, I play football.
You know, I used to love the air hockey. Live for air hockey. You know, I'd get up there and I was like, this is the greatest game in the world. That little plastic pucks, you know, floating around on the air. It's so nice. Anyway, I love that. Are you in your studio right now in your game room?
No, we're upstairs in the game room. I'm sitting here by the pool table and the grandkids. This is the grandkid area. This is what makes me cool. This pool table and foosball table.
Grandkids, there's a lot of things that make you cool. grandkids and or children, now that you're a grandparent.
You know, both, but it's a lot less stressful as a grandparent because you've already been through everything once. You don't worry about the small stuff. Like you, when you're a parent, it's like, oh, my gosh, he's got a sniffle. Let's go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Rub some dirt on it, boy. You'll be all right.
I don't know about you, but our first child, I mean, we like had a cocoon around him at all times. And our second child, I mean, we'd hear this thump. He was a little head heavy. And we'd hear a thump on our Mexican tile, and then we'd wait and go, please don't let that be what we think it is. And all of a sudden you hear, wah, you're like really loud. You go in there, he'd have a big old contusion on his head. And I'm going like, oh my gosh, you can't, you know, he's trying to sit up and his head was so heavy. And it was obviously full of a lot of brains because he's about to be a doctor. So that's good. And I'm glad all those bumps didn't get me turned into, child services, because we couldn't stop it. I mean, like, he was on the move and he would lean forward. And then our baby girl, by the time she came along, she's tougher than both of them put together, because we just sort of like, we're going like, I think we have a third child. What is she doing over there? But the difference in what you, how you treat your first child to your second, to your third, it's pretty dang different. Even with our girl, how about you guys, kid after kid?
Oh, it's very different. And then the grandkids are even way beyond that. And what's great about it is you kind of get all the good things and you don't have to deal with much of the bad, you know, like you always hear, you can just send them home, you know, got to go, it's getting bad, time to go home.
Oh my goodness gracious. I love it. All right. What have you been doing lately in the studio, that I don't know about?
Well, I don't know if you know about this or not, but I've been writing for film a lot the last year and never really gave much thought to that. But I met an actor named Jeff Fahey, and Jeff was in Silverado with Kevin Costner, and he was in The Lawnmower Man. He starred in that. He was in Wyatt Earp. I mean, he was in the TV series Lost. And we were introduced through a mutual friend, and he had never given any thought to songwriting. And somehow or another, we ended up in a writing room and he loved it. And so over the past year, he's just been just gung ho. Every time he's flying to Nashville every few weeks and we write, and he's bitten with the bug big time. And he's got the connections and knows the people that we can get this stuff. We've got our first song and a film coming out. Next week I'll be at South by Southwest in Austin for the premiere of our first film that's coming out that we have a song in, and I actually scored a little bit of the music for a few scenes.
Oh, wow. Okay, what was scoring? Okay, you produce records a little different from scoring a movie. What was that process like, and were you, did you need to learn anything before you did that, or was it, you know how to do it?
Yeah, I had to learn a little bit. I did a lot of reading and research, and then I asked Jeff to introduce me to people who he's worked with before. But basically they'll send you a scene and you can import it into your I'm working out of Pro Tools, so I can import it into Pro Tools, and so I can, as I'm creating sounds, I can actually watch what's going on. So it's just trying to create a mood as to what the scene is needing. And
come on, so you're sitting there looking at that. I mean, as a songwriter, that's awesome, because you get to go, oh, this is how this should feel. Right.
Yeah. How is their dialogue and the look on their faces? How should this make the listener feel? And the music has a lot of control over that. I mean, you could put circus music to a death scene and it would lighten it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So it's an important role that, and I never really paid that much attention to it until I started trying to do it. And now that's all I hear when I watch a movie. I'm digging on what the music is doing.
Oh, you're warped now. You know, that's another whole way to be warped, where you can't even enjoy a movie now because you're thinking of that.
Analyzing, you know? Everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh. But, bless your heart.
This movie was produced by a woman named Elizabeth Avion, who's a pretty successful Austin filmmaker. And Jeff Fahey, my buddy, starred in this movie, and he played a homeless character. And so she said, I want you to do the music just for Jeff's scenes. I want his character to kind of sound separate and apart from the other characters in the movie, and I think you'll do that. And one of the things I learned, you were asking me about, is really most of the time there's some sort of theme that goes with each character, whether it's a sound, electric guitar or piano or whatever, that when that person has a prominent scene, that will just subconsciously associate you with that character. So I learned a lot and I enjoyed the heck out of it, and I hope to do much more of it. And we're actually in the middle of doing the music for an 8-part miniseries that's going to come out the spring of next year. That's executive producers are Kevin Costner and Morgan Freeman. And
our Leslie man, Gould. Morgan.
Yeah. And it's a true story of four women who became spies during the Civil War and helped bring the Civil War to an early wow. end. And it's really gritty. It's going to be a gritty, edgy miniseries. Not like a documentary, but it's yeah. like, but it's supposed to be historically accurate. And
wow.
Got some great actors in it.
We were just with Morgan in Oxford, him and his girl Linda. Shout out to you guys. They're spending a lot of time in Orange Beach playing golf every day. And we were all there for Marshall Henderson, one of Ole Miss's most prolific wild child basketball players. Last time Ole Miss won the SEC championship was with Marshall, and won't be long he'll have his jersey hanging in the rafters. But him and his wife Chloe, we were at their wedding in Dallas this past summer, all together with Morgan and Linda, and now we just got to be at the baby shower because Marshall, which is he's going to be a dad, and we're all trying to figure out. Okay, all right, game on. We were there all together. Morgan looked great. And, man, it's amazing. We can talk about Morgan for days, but
I've actually never met him. I've never met him yet. I'm hoping to meet him. But one thing I'm really
happy about. He'll love
you. This series, they have composers that are doing the music. We're more working on songs.
I got you.
Each episode will end with a song. So we got some pretty big artists that we brought in. I'm not sure if I'm at liberty to say. I know Willie is going to do one.
Steve Azar. I'm going to take a Steve
Robert
Azar.
Robert Plant,
Steve Azar, and Willie Nelson. We're going to be right back because my feelings are hurt. My feelings are never hurt when Superior Catfish is making his way down my.
Oh, that will solve everything.
That pretty good?
Superior Catfish. You know what? You guys don't have catfish sushi there, do you?
Well, I think we should.
In Mississippi, you should do. Yeah, I would do. Yeah.
Would you rather have, if I'm going to have catfish sushi, it's going to be made in Macon, Mississippi. Go to superiorcatfish.com. Visit mississippi.org. A glorious road trip awaits. We'll even let you cross over into Jonesboro, Arkansas, home of the great Jim Moose Brown. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, Steve Azar here. And like my song says, I'm still trying to find my way around. So wherever life takes you, Guaranty Bank is here to help. Visit with a bank representative to make sure your accounts and services meet your current and future needs. Give us a call at 662-247-1454 and visit one of our friendly 25 branches or check out more at gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, mostly cloudy, high near 78. Tonight, cloudy skies, low around 60. Your finally Friday, an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high around 71. And a look to Saturday, mostly cloudy conditions, high near 68. This weather brought to you by our friends at Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile in downtown Bolton. Shop local. Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile, your building supply expert since 1871.
Rogers Dabb Chevrolet is Mississippi's largest General Motors business elite dealer. We make it easy to maintain your fleet with over 100 work-ready vehicles available for your job site. Diesel, gas, trucks, vans, and service bodies. And we build to your business specifications. It really is easier with Rogers Dabb's fleet. Call the Rogers Dabb's Business Elite Fleet Team today at 866-671-4226 or visit us online at rogersdabbs.com. Rogers Dabb Chevrolet. Find new roads.
you mind your own business.
Mind my own business? What's that supposed to mean?
No, I was just thinking about all of the news of tax changes, insurance changes, regulations that are being passed down to business owners. I don't have the time to keep growing and to keep up with changing payroll regulations.
I know. It seems like all I do is handle employee-related problems.
You know, I hear PeopleLease can help.
How can they help?
PeopleLease can handle our payroll, taxes, employee benefits, and workers' compensation. They even offer an affordable and customizable 401k program and a 24/7 online human resources support center for all my HR needs.
Think of all the time we'll save letting PeopleLease handle our payroll and benefits administration. I'll be busy growing my business and letting PeopleLease take care of the rest.
Sounds like a good business plan with PeopleLease.
Let PeopleLease mind your business so you can mind your own business. Call now, 601-987-3025. That's 601-987-3025. Or visit freepayrollquotes.com for your free quote.
Imagine.
How could RJ Young help you? With digital communications, managed IT services, business process outsourcing, and office equipment and technology, RJ Young is your source for the technology solutions that power your business. For more information and a quick demo of the modern office and how it's increasing efficiency and bottom lines of businesses across the country, visit us at themodernoffice.com.
I'm Caleb Saylors, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. A Mississippi pastor has been sentenced to 18 years in prison for molesting several underage boys. 44-year-old Daniel Paul Harris worked at Olive Branch Christian Church when he committed sex crimes against teenagers while they were being tutored. The instances of molestation happened between 2015 and 2018, according to court documents. Harris was arrested in May of 2023 and charged with 2 counts of sexual abuse, 2 counts of sexual battery, and 1 count of unnatural intercourse. He will serve his sentence without the possibility of parole or early release and will be required to register as a sex offender. A high-speed chase in Lowndes County ended in a 3-car collision and left 1 person injured. The incident happened Wednesday night around 7 p.m. after a vehicle with no tag failed to stop for deputies. The driver, identified as 33-year-old Joshua Wilson, was later captured and taken to a local hospital for treatment. He is charged with no tag, felony fleeing, and felony possession of a controlled substance.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi. Join us every day for the College Football Fix, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Speaking of Ford, it's Ford Truck Month, and they are celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America. Get to your local Mississippi Ford dealer for a special once-a-year offer on Ford F-Series, featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North America Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, Mississippi. This is Ford Truck Month. Now is the time for great deals on Ford trucks. Visit your local Mississippi Ford dealer.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers. Provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Do you have an old, outdated website or just a Facebook page and still not bringing in customers? Targeted digital advertising from STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I think I could have a co-host in Jim Moose Brown, and it won't be long before it won't be my show. It'll be in an Arkansas Minute with Jim Moose Brown. You know? It'd be that way.
What do you think?
Before you start talking or before I start thinking, which you know gets us both in trouble,
yeah.
I would like to just give a shout out to my friends at Superior Catfish.
Superior Catfish. I love it. You know, talking about sushi earlier, I have a buddy named Jeff Jared, and I asked him if he liked sushi, and he said, you know, it's pretty good. He said, I think if you rolled it in some flour and deep fried it, it'd almost be like fish.
Go to SuperiorCatfish.com and visit Mississippi.org.
I'm going to take Jim Moose Brown one day to play Dancing Rabbit on the golf course, get him out there, and let him just kind of look around at the beauty at Pearl River Resort. All right. Okay. Let's talk about one more thing I want to ask you about directors. So as you're doing this, how free are you without instruction? So is the director talking to you directly, not just the producer, and going like, hey, I see this in this scene. So where you said it could be a horrible, tragic scene and you could put some musical smile on it and it changes the entire message that the viewer is going to get emotionally. So how much in contact are you with the director?
Man, I think it depends. What I'm gathering is it depends on every project. Directors work differently. Some people are very trusting and non-musical, so they just rely on you to do that. And some of them are very hands-on, and you'll actually have what they call a spot session where you'll show up and they'll have ideas, you know, every second of the movie, and you have to take very good notes and try to give them what it is they want. I've not run into that so far. The little work that I've done has been where it's been very free. Yeah, it's been very free. And they might have a suggestion or something, but they kind of leave it up to you.
So you're all in now with the film world. This is great.
I'm having the time of my life, man. I honestly thought I was about to retire a year or two ago. And because, you know, I played on a lot of hit records and still play on Luke Combs stuff. And we just cut Cody Johnson's, some of his new record yesterday. So I've been playing on, you know, some big records, but them aside, I don't really enjoy the process like I used to. And I think I've come to the realization that it's because they have the capability of manipulating all the tracks now. And so things don't sound as human as they used to. And for your listeners, to try to put it in simple terms, we play everything to a click track, so it doesn't speed up or slow down. And after we're done recording, they manipulate the musicians and the vocal, and they tune everything, and they grid everything. And that's the difference. Like, if you listen to a hit song on country radio from today, and then you go back and listen to an old Haggard record, you're going to hear blemishes on the old Haggard record. You're going to hear some things that maybe are a little out of tune, or it speeds up and slows down. And that's always the stuff that gets me. The human element is what makes my hair stand up. And
yeah,
we're just not hearing that on records anymore. And so I was really thinking about retiring just because I'm just an old guy and they're not making the music for me now. They're making it for the young kids coming up, and it doesn't hit me the same way. But there is something about writing for film that it takes me back to those old days of being human and trying to do something different all the time. That's another thing about today's music, is a lot of it sounds the same, you know.
Yeah.
Even the matter, it's all kind of the same song lyrically a lot of times, you know.
You know, it's interesting. Somebody like Chris Stapleton comes along who sang 5 o'clock somewhere demo for you.
Yes,
everybody, if you didn't know that, if you've heard Jim and I before, you would know that. But a lot of people may forget, or they didn't know it and they may hear it for the first time, but your demo singer for 5 o'clock somewhere was Chris Stapleton. Chris comes along as an artist which we all knew how wonderful he was in the Steel Drivers and even the whole time. And you obviously worked with him so much and continue to do so, but he comes along and changes everything. So, you know, history and music, people want to repeat success. So when Garth came out, you had a lot of people that were being signed that tried to sound songs like that, like Garth. You know, Stapleton is one of those acts that came along that, I mean, I heard somebody the other day on the radio, and Gwen goes, oh, I love this new Chris Stapleton song. It was, I guess we were streaming it, and I looked up there, and it wasn't him. And I swear I could not have told. It was freaky how exact. Every move, I mean, it was like, are you kidding me? So music gets that way. Now, Stapleton's going to continue to make great records. He's not going to be on, he may live on a click, but they're not going to put it on the grid, you know? So
He's
still making those great records. Willie, a guy like Willie, right? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Wait, tell me.
I was just going to say Chris is making those great records and he won't conform. But, you know, I've worked a lot with Chris. I don't know that I've ever felt the need to ever tune one note that he's ever sung. I mean, he's just, there are singers and then there's a Chris Stapleton. He's really, really, really special. And, so he doesn't need that. And he loves the records that we mentioned earlier, the Haggard time. He loves space. you know, they don't build a wall of guitars. They leave a lot of space, and his records do sound vintage in a way, you know?
Yeah. Like Willie. I mean, you've obviously had Dusty Bottles on Willie's second to his last record. How many records has he made since then? I mean, don't you have another cut?
No, just the one Willie cut. But I think it was on. He might have had. He does about two records a year. I can't keep up.
It's amazing. It's
he's
amazing.
90 years old, and he's records. He puts out two albums a year. Crazy. He loves it.
No, he still loves it. And Dusty Bottle, like I've mentioned before to you on stage many times, and it's the truth. It's the only truth, so I can repeat it. When I listen to you do it, or when Don does it, Samson, you guys co-wrote it. When I listen to either one of you do it, I feel like I'm listening to the Crazy record, the Stardust record.
Yeah.
And I feel like it takes me back to being such a young kid and how you guys were able to encapsulate the feeling of that in a song today is insane. And I wonder when Willie heard it, was there any of that discussion when y'all were recording it? Because I know you were in the room when you cut it.
You know what? We actually were not in the room. That was
You played on it.
I did play on it, but Willie wasn't there. Since the pandemic, they guard him pretty. They don't just let him around just anybody. Up until the pandemic, he was always with us when we recorded. And, so I haven't seen him very much here lately. He's pretty guarded, you know.
What's it like?
The track, and I sang the scratch. Then they sent it to Willie, and he had been living with the song, and he sang it down in Austin.
Yeah.
So I wasn't there when he sang it. But
was Don upset that you were the voice he was hearing rather than Don's?
I'm not sure, but I sure hope so. I mean, my job is to create tension, the way I see it.
You do create tension.
Yeah.
You are
when
one
you
big...
get people's best. You
look what I've got here. Let me show you this. Look at this. See this thing right here?
Yeah.
I'm squeezing
it
right now because this takes all my tension away when I'm talking.
You give your best work when you don't want to be relaxed.
Oh, I know. Look at that thing. That's look at that. Is that not great? I've got this. It's a foam thing, folks out there, that you squeeze. That my friends at Beds by Design in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where you drove a motorcycle. It was you met this guy. They own the company, and they made our bed for us, and they make pillows as well. And every pillow that he makes, he donates another pillow to a charity. But anyway, this is what's inside it. I've got all of my sprickets outside covered because we had a big cold spell, and I didn't want them to freeze outside. So they're covered with this, with duct tape.
Yeah.
You know, duct tape in this. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, that's the Mississippi way, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, cut the bed open, get some foam and some duct tape. Keep the pipes from freezing.
Speaking of anything frozen, what you don't want frozen right now is Superior Catfish. You want it hot on your plate.
Oh, man. That segue was so smooth, I almost slipped and fell in it.
Go to SuperiorCatfish.com. Our friends are in Macon, Mississippi, over there by Hell State. And my pals at visitmississippi.org. I mean, I'm telling you, so many wonderful things await you. Plan your road trip. Trust me. Check it out. Follow the country music trail, and you'll find your way in Greenville, Mississippi, in front of Jim's Cafe, where my trail marker is, as I pitch myself to be a singer in one of Moose's films. There you go. We'll be right back with Jim Moose.
To this land called home, I'll bleed Mississippi till I'm dead and gone. Won't you carry on? I'll carry on, Mississippi, Mississippi. Mississippi. I'm still trying to find.
Hey. Folks, Steve Azar here, and like my song says, still trying to find my way around. So wherever life takes you, Guarantee Bank is here to help. Visit with a bank representative to make sure your accounts and services meet your current and future needs. Give us a call at 662-247-1454 and visit one of our friendly 25 branches or check out more at gbtonline.com. Guarantee Bank, member FDIC.
Yeah.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Do you have an old, outdated website or just a Facebook page and still not bringing in customers? Targeted digital advertising from STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
We're going abroad for the...
I've got one little wee bit of segment left. I could see Jim sort of trying to walk out of the room right now, trying to go eat some lunch or do something. He would like to have a little Superior catfish, but he's right now in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm about to figure out who in Nashville, because somebody, a whole lot of people probably purchase Superior catfish. If you're listening in Nashville and Jim Moose Brown is anywhere in the building, pick him up a little Superior catfish at superiorcatfish.com. Visit Mississippi.org. I love having my man Jim Moose Brown on Mississippi soil. It's a blessing to have him anytime we can. He'll be here May 4th, the Heritage Wildlife Festival, which is our Mockingbird Songwriters Festival, that we are the music element in it, and we're just trying to draw thousands of people rather than 1,000. So I think we're going to be in a good place, so you guys come visit us in Leland. It's free to the public. We're going to have a big old VIP tent, and that's what's going on. So come see us down in Leland, Mississippi, home of Jim Henson and the Muppets. Also a crawfish festival, but you know, crawfish right now is scarce, and we had the drought. Mississippi River was so low, Jim, it was insane. And my pond went completely dry to the point where I was seeing cracks in the ground and of kids from the neighboring area for the first time. Instead of seeing egrets and fish jumping, I was seeing kids walk around on it. It was the weirdest thing, but now we have water again. The crawfish business is going to be, it's going to cost a lot for crawfish this year. Let me just tell you.
I hate to hear that because I love me some crawfish almost as much as Superior catfish.
Well, you're never going to like anything more than Superior catfish.
No, I'm thinking not.
I know. Well, you know what's going to happen after this, too. Besides you taking my radio show from me, Superior catfish is going to reach out and go, we like that Jim Moose Brown a little better than we like you. And we're thinking we're going to sponsor
how could they
his
not,
show.
How could they not do that?
I'm just expecting it. I knew that this is why you and I have had trouble getting on this show, because I knew what would be the end result. Yeah. It would be my demise.
You had a good run, man. I'm taking over, and it's all good. It's all good for me.
Yeah, it is. It is. You want to see my tension thing right now? I'm squeezing. You like that? I'm gonna mail it to you. That's what I'm gonna do. Hey, Jim, as a musician, what's your go-to tuning when you? Is there a go-to, or you just go, I'm going to do this today? You know, some of our friends really do that thing where they get that really bass note down in there. I mean, what's your go-to?
I like dadgad a lot. That's where you tune the bottom two strings down a full step and the top string down a full step.
So that's down to D, both of them down to D.
So starting from the small strings, it's D, A,
yep,
and G, and then D, A, D. Dadgad.
Oh, I love that.
And so when you make chords, you've got a lot of strings that can ring open. It's an interesting sound. I learned that from a lot of time spent down in Muscle Shoals. There was a guy named Walt Aldridge, one of my favorite human beings and most talented people I've ever met. He played a lot in dadgad. He wrote Holding Her and Loving You.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote There Ain't No Getting Over Me for Ronnie.
Oh, There Ain't No Getting Over Me. Are you kidding me, Ronnie?
Yeah, so Walt played in dadgad all the time when we would write together. I got a funny story about that. He told me. So Walt, he worked he was an engineer. He was a staff songwriter, but he also was an engineer at Fame Studios.
Mm-hmm.
And he was upstairs writing with his co-writer, whoever he wrote that with. And Mac Davis was down in the A room recording. Rick Hall was cutting a record on Mac Davis. And as they were writing that song, he thought, man, both of them thought, this would be perfect for Mac. Somehow or another, we need to get Mac to hear this. And while he's in there recording, he'll cut this song, you know. So Walt said that every few minutes they'd go hang out at the coffee machine, just hoping that Mac would come out and take a break. Well, he did, you know, and Walt said, hey, man, we got this song we started, Ain't No Getting Over Me. And he played him a little bit of it, and he said, we haven't got it finished. We'd love for you to finish writing it with us and whatever. And Max said, boys, I ain't got time for that, you know. I mean, and it never happened. And I bet looking back, Mac would have probably would have made time for that.
You got to make time for that. What a great song. I was a huge Ronnie Milsap fan. And then at one point was managed at Gold Mountain when Ronnie was over there. And so I got to meet him a few times and I was like, oh, my gosh, because our senior class song was Let's Take the Long Way Around the World. God, what a singer. I don't know what it is about our friends that when they lack their eyesight, what they hear. It's phenomenal, and their voices are just extra phenomenal.
I think they just rely on that sense maybe a little more than we do. And they build that muscle, but yeah, I agree. He's an incredible ear, incredible singer, and he seemed like a really sweet man, too. I only met him a handful of times, but a very sweet guy.
Well, speaking of sweet, we're going to have to say bye. I know you're going to miss me, but I'll see you May 4th.
This is my show. What's going on?
Well, it's time to go, because you know why? Because, first of all, I'll see you May 4th. If I'm not going to see you sooner, that's not too far, too long away. No, it's right around the corner. And you'll be in Leland, Mississippi at the Wildlife Heritage Festival, which is our Mockingbird Songwriters Festival under the umbrella. We're the music element. What used to be Frog Fest, what used to be the Crawfish Festival, all coming together in Leland, Mississippi. And Jim Moose Brown will be on stage with Don Sampson. And I can't remember who else I got you with. You know, it's going to be a lot of hits played. It's going to be nauseating to sit there and watch all that, but
I get that a lot.
I know. I'm squeezing my tension thing right now as I go into the segment. Superior Catfish, my pals at Superior Catfish, check them out. That's what you want to put on your plate and in your mouth. I'm telling you right now, down your digestive system. SuperiorCatfish.com, made in Mississippi. And visit Mississippi.org, man. We've been celebrating music with one of the greatest, Jim Moose Brown. I really appreciate you taking the time, Jimmy.
I'm glad to be here. I love you, my friend, and I'll see you in May.
See you in May, ladies and
gentlemen. I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.